The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with AH3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bishunny Radio app. I am Alvin Hodger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin III. Again, that's facebook.com/purposed1, Alvin III. And ladies and gents, mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithh3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bishunny Radio app. And also, make sure you download the new Bishunny Radio app. It is in the Apple Store. And also the Android store. Type in Bishunny, pop up, you're good to go. Give us feedback on our shows and on the network, and we'll go from there. All right, here's what I have for you today. Today, I'm going to be talking about your inner hater or your inner winner. Your inner hater or your inner winner. We live in a very connected yet disconnected age. We have not only our physical daily lives, but we also have in our local communities, we also have our digital social media lives quite often in our digital communities. And there's a phenomena that happens. So we live in an age now in a time in which we can do a lot of peer or people watching. And it's not just on the local level. And not only that, we can also basically discuss or gossip or examine the lives of others locally and from a distance. This is one of the things that makes us social creatures, human beings, perfectly natural. But this also creates a dynamic that we have to work through because of our humanity. What is that dynamic? I call it managing or experiencing your inner hater. Your inner hater? What's that? Your inner hater is a set of emotions that pop up whenever you're focusing on others' lives or whenever you notice things in others' lives that you desire or wish you had, but at the time you don't quite have it, or there's some bias in you in which you believe that that person doesn't deserve it, or how was it possible for them to do or get this thing or person and not I? I'm more qualified than them. How dare this situation not go according to my logic or my reasoning? But the inner hater manifests in emotions such or attitudes such as covetousness, desiring somebody else has, anger. How dare they? Resentment. I can't believe this is happening to them. Envy, jealousy, basically very, very heavy negative emotions that do not leave you in a positive space. You may not be a very covetous or hateful person. It just may hit you by the routine of you observing people's lives because you have the ability to do so. I think it's a whole spectrum between just being observant of people's lives and being nosy. I don't think there's there's a difference because of the actual word difference of being observant versus being nosy. So yeah, you know, internet or talking with friends, family, however it happens, and you feel the waves of these small emotions wash over you. Hopefully, small emotions. Sometimes with some of us who are more emotionally disposed and also not at the best points of our lives at the time, it could be heavier. Sometimes you're in a position where you at least feel that you have nothing but time. You don't know your next step, don't know your next move, don't know the next outcome because you don't know the next move. So you got nothing but time to sit around and watch other people's lives. Hopefully get some type of clue or inspiration out of it. But instead of inspiration, sometimes there's a wash of a very sour, gut, visceral feeling. A feeling that something has been denied you or taken away from you. And that is the experience of experiencing the inner hater. Because you're in a position where at the least you focus on or you try to find something that's not right with the situation. Or you hope that something doesn't go right for the situation with the person. You know, it's some twisted form of vindication. Or it can manifest in many ways, but it's noted by a strong, hinted negative outlook on the person in the situation. That may last for only a little time, or it may last for a few weeks, or it may become a perpetual trigger, emotional trigger to you, that just kind of makes you spiral down. In its most severe and worst cases, it's not being able to disconnect from watching the person and whatever it is that you felt that you had positive going on throughout your day when you see this person succeeding or experiencing something powerful and positive, you garner, it just ruins your day. It just throws you completely off. It just sickens you. That's when your inner hater is pretty strong. And so, why am I talking about the inner hater today? I'm talking about the inner hater today because the world could use less hate. And the best thing to do, honestly, is to cultivate or to build or to make stronger within yourself your inner winner. Well, how do you do that? What are some things that you could do to strengthen your inner winner? What's your inner winner? Your inner winner is like, your inner winner will say things like, I'm my own best competition. I know where I'm going. I know why I'm doing what I'm doing. I know that if I don't get or achieve the things that I feel that I want at this moment, that eventually I'm going to find something better. I know that I may miss out on opportunity with this person romantically or sexually, but I will find someone much more compatible, enjoyable. Your inner winner stands in opposite flow of your inner hater. So your inner winner is associated with more positive and expansive emotions. Same place that you feel your inner hater, you know, the gut area, maybe in your heart if it's that heavy, you will feel your inner winner there. So how do we do that? How do we transition more of our time and energy invested in our inner hater than our inner winner? Well, the first thing is just kind of a blanket realization that all that time and energy that you're putting into hating on someone, or, you know, pick your emotion, envy, jealousy, sense of inadequacy around them, all those things are within the realm of your belief in most cases, or your understanding. The only time where it's not being generated by you per se is if you're hanging around somebody who deliberately, what's the buzzword that's being used nowadays, that deliberately gaslights you, that deliberately says the situation is not one thing when in actuality it's exactly that thing. And you are there just kind of taking it. Well, that's still upon you, that you are allowing that to happen. You're taking that. So what you must do is you have to, I guess, sometimes sit down, get away, your way of the situation, walk, and literally start to chip away at replaying that loop of those emotions, and taking the sting, taking the sourness out of those emotions. You had to come to the realization that those emotions are mostly self-generated. So if they're self-generated, not only can they be cut off, they can be replaced by better emotions, better outlooks. A lot of that emotions and outlooks are rooted in your self-talk. If you have self-talk in your mind that's, I can't stand, how is it even possible that they, much of your language, especially if it's surrounded by they, and it leaves you embittered, is at the root of what's feeding your inner hater. So what you have to do, you may have to start off with the language before you start with the emotions. Instead of I can't believe, it's like, you got to send something short. They like it. I love it. That's fantastic for them. You know what I'm saying? That's inspiring once you get to a more mature level. You have to make an actual willful choice to reshape your patterns around feeding your inner hater. Eventually, you will stop feeding the inner hater so much. You start feeding the inner winner more. Inner Winner will free you up of time, will help you find your creativity or your lane in which you can thrive and prosper in. Your Inner Winner will also help you to cut off, ignore, redirect the inner haters, the inner hater in others. Because you'll be busy winning in your own right. You won't really care. Or if there is an inner hater and someone that's constantly trying to attack you, criticize, you know, tell you, oh, you could do better. When they, you can do better simply means I'm trying to control you, things like that. It will give you the power to do what you need to do, whether it's block the person's social media, bounce that energy back to them in a form of sarcasm, avoid their presence in positive ways, all kind of things like that. So I guess it goes without saying, the inner winner is the best way to do this thing, the best energy to feed within yourself, because it gives you so much more potential, frees up your space from dealing with things that you and people, situations you honestly have no control over. You do that, put yourself on a different plane. I would dare say it probably puts you above the average person. In the sense of not being better than them, but of better understanding of life. So, wanted to share with the world that. Definitely would like your thoughts and feedback. You email me or go to my Facebook page. But again, this has been another episode of Real Talk with AH3. And until next time, peace.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.